Okay, great. We are going to finish off the first parak of Maseches Brachos now and begin the second parak as well. Until now, we've been discussing the first two paragraphs of Shema, the Bishach Becha Uvkumecha, what we do when we go to sleep at night, and what we do during the day. But then there's a third parak of Shema, a third parsha of Shema, that we're going to be discussing right now. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. In addition to what we've been saying previously, but the first two parshios, the first two paragraphs of Shema, it's also important for us to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos as a mitzvah in the Torah, to mention the leaving of Egypt at night. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, and hopefully this Mishnah will look rather familiar to us, it's a Mishnah that's included in the Haggadah on the night of the Seder. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Harei ani kiven shivim shana. I was like 70 years old. What does it mean that he was like 70? If he was 70, he was 70. What does it mean that he was ki ben shivim shana, that it was like he was 70 years old? So the Gemara tells us that Elazar ben Azariah was really 18 years old when he was appointed Nasi. Imagine an 18-year-old guy who was very smart, who was very knowledgeable, and he was the person who was appointed as the leader of the Jewish people. But unfortunately, many people didn't, you know, they weren't listening to some 18-year-old kid. So instead, an incredible miracle happened that he became old. His hair got gray. He looked much older than he was. He looked like he was a 70-year-old man. That's what it means. And he kiven shivim shana. It was like he was 70 years old, because that's how Hashem made him look. And that the fact that Hashem did that miracle for him to make him look older, that was obviously Hashem's way of showing that he's the real leader. He should be the leader of the Jewish people. It was Hashem's stamp of approval, if you will. So what does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say? I was like I was 70 years old, or I was knowledgeable. I became the Nasi, and I got the gray hairs because of this incredible miracle. And no one really listened to me when I would tell them that you need to recite Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. People didn't believe me. People didn't like that when I told them that they should be reciting Kriya Shema and discussing Yitzias Mitzrayim, leaving Egypt at night. Ad Shedrasha Ben Zoma. Until the drasha, the explanation of Ben Zoma. What did Ben Zoma say? Shnei Amar, as the pasuk tells us, Leman tizkor es yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. The Torah tells us that you should remember, that you should keep in mind the day that you left Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha, every single day of your life. That's a pasuk. So what was the drasha? What was the explanation of Ben Zoma? Yemei chayecha hayomim. When it says yemei chayecha, the days of your life, it's referring to hayomim, the days that you should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kol yemei chayecha, but the fact that it adds the word kol, it could have just said yemei chayecha. But the word kol adds halelos. Not only should you mention Yitzias Mitzrayim during the day, but you should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night as well. And that was the drasha of Ben Zoma that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah taught everyone to teach you, Mazkir and Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos, that we should mention leaving Mitzrayim at night as well. Vechachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim disagreed with this drasha. Yemei Chayecha, they said, what does it mean, Yemei Chayecha? Holam Hazeh, that you should discuss Yitzias Mitzrayim, talk about, mention leaving Egypt in this world, Ha'olam Hazeh. Kol Yemei Chayecha, but Kol Yemei Chayecha, the word kol ad, what does that add? Lahavi limos ha-mashiach. That it's one of those mitzvos that's going to exist when Mashiach comes as well. There's still going to be a mitzvah to discuss the Yitzias Mitzrayim. So this Mishnah was the source taught us. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's drasha, quoting Ben Zoma, that it's important, the third paragraph of Shema, where we mention every single day, twice a day, during the day and at night, the incredible miracles, the incredible nisim that Hashem performed for us as we were leaving Mitzrayim. Okay, let's begin now. Parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Hayakori b'Torah v'yigia zman ha-mikra, says the Mishnah, that if someone's reading the Torah, you're just reading the Torah, you're looking at the Torah and you're reading it, v'yigia zman ha-mikra, and you realize, whoa, the time for reading Kriya Shema has arrived. So the assumption is, what are you reading? You're reading, because Kriya Shema these aren't words that the rabbis created, these are words from the Torah. The words Shema Yisrael, right, the first paragraph of Kriya Shema is taken from Parshas Va'eschanan. The second paragraph of V'haya, it comes from Parshas Ekev, which is they're both in Sefer Devarim. And the last paragraph, the third paragraph of Vayomer, comes from the end of Parshas Shalach, which is in Sefer Bamidbar. So you're reading either V'eschanan, Ekev, or Shalach, and you're reading the Psukim of Kriya Shema. So the question is, maybe I could just read the psukim and then be yotze the mitzvah. I'm not necessarily davening, but at least I'm reading the psukim in the Torah. But says the Mishnah, in kivein libo yatza, if you had in mind, if you had the kavana that I'm not only reading psukim, but I'm having in mind that I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, then yatza, then you fulfill the mitzvah, then you've done the mitzvah. Ve'im lav, but if you're just reading psukim and you don't have in mind that you're fulfilling a mitzvah, lo yatza, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. Now there's actually a big machlokas. Mitzvos trichos kavana or not. Do we need to have kavana when you're performing a mitzvah or not? We actually paskin in Shulchan Aruch that mitzvos trichos kavana, that you need to have kavana. What exactly does that mean? We assume the basics is that when you're doing a mitzvah, you should know that I'm doing a mitzvah to serve Hashem. Or you can't take a shofar and just blow it and think it's a trumpet and biyotze. You have to know that what you're doing is a mitzvah and that you're doing a mitzvah of Hashem. You don't have to have any deep thoughts and deep kavanos. Just know the basics. I'm doing a mitzvah to serve to the Rabbono Shel Olam and to become connected to Hashem. This Mishnah seems to be a proof for the opinion of mitzvos trichos kavana, that when you're doing a mitzvah, you need to have kavana. And this Mishnah is brought as a proof for that. There is another way to read this Mishnah. If you hold mitzvos in trichos kavana, the mitzvos don't require kavana. That's for a different time. But this Mishnah seems to assume mitzvos trichos kavana, that if you're reading the Torah and you come across these psukim, you should have in mind that you are doing a mitzvah. Now we're going to shift topics a little bit. We're going to discuss what happens when you're saying Kriya Shema or the brachos before Kriya Shema and someone walks into the room who you should otherwise generally say hello to. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Baprakim. If you are in between either paragraphs of Kriya Shema or if you're in between the brachos of Kriya Shema, you're not in the middle of a bracha, you're not in the middle of the paragraphs of Kriya Shema, but you're in between. Shoel mipnei hakavod umeshiv. You may say hello to someone. If there's someone who walks into the room who you have an obligation to honor, to respect, either your parents or a Rebbe or someone who you're obligated to honor. So you may shoel, if you're in between the paragraphs, you may initiate, you may say hello. Umeshiv. And says this opinion, you may respond. If that person comes over to you and says hello, you may say hello back. Uve emsa. But according to this opinion, if you're in the middle of the bracha, or if you're in the middle of the paragraph, shoel mipnei hayira umeshiv. You may say hello and respond to someone who says hello, but only if the person isn't someone who you have to honor, but someone that you have to fear. There are two different levels here. Level number one is kavod, someone you have to honor. Certainly honoring someone is a good thing to do, and there are certain people that are obligated to honor, but you're only allowed to say hello and to respond according to this opinion. Divrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir's opinion, you're only allowed to respond to someone biprakim in the middle of the prakim if it's someone who you are obligated to honor. But once you're in the middle of the parsha of Shema, once you're in the middle of the brachos of Shema, then you're only allowed to respond and say hello to someone who you're worried about in terms of you're fearful of them. They might hurt you, they might kill you, and we'll discuss that perhaps a different time. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, be'emtza shoel mipnei hayira umeshiv mipnei hakavod. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that if you're be'emtza, that if you're in the middle of the brachos, that if you're in the middle of the paragraphs of Kriya Shema, then shoel mipnei hayira, you may say hello to someone, mipnei hayira, someone who you fear, umeshiv mipnei hakavod, and you may respond to someone who you honor, respect. Beprakim, but says Rabbi Yehuda, but if you're in between the prakim, if you're in between the paragraphs or the brachos, shalom mipnei hakavod, umeshiv shalom lecholadim. A little bit more lenient, a little bit more mekil. You may initiate to someone out of kavod, umeshiv, but you could respond to anyone. If anyone, whether you're obligated to honor them or not, if anyone comes over to you, then you may, according to Rabbi Yehuda, respond to them if you're in the middle of the prakim, but certainly not if you are in the middle of saying the actual words of Kriya Shema or the brachos. We often don't realize that when we're davening, certain parts of davening, you're really not allowed to talk. And it's very, very important that we don't have any sort of interruption. Now the halacha actually follows Rabbi Yehuda, that technically you would be allowed, if you're in the middle of davening, to interrupt, to say hello to someone that you fear, to respond to someone who you're honoring, and so on and so forth. But the Mishnah Berurah actually points out in his parish on the Shulchan Aruch, that nowadays most people know that when you're davening, you're davening, right? You're obligated to honor your parents and to fear your parents, but they're not going to come over to you during a Sheman and say hello to you, and they're not going to expect you to say hello to them if you are davening. So the Mishnah Berurah pointed out that nowadays most people understand that when you're davening, you're not saying hello, even to someone who's not religious. That you're praying, they don't expect you to interrupt your prayers to say hello to them, and therefore nowadays this halacha doesn't really apply. So that's that, and that's Perek Aleph. That's Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph.